Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Is that what this is?
I didn't know what that song was. That's from the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. That'll get you fired up. Hey, it's Pat McGann. I'm in for Karen Conti, and I'm with you until 5 o'clock. Very happy to be here. This is my first time hosting a radio show. I'm usually doing stand-up. If you don't know who the heck I am, you're like, who's this guy? Well, I'm a comic, and I'm a Chicagoan, so I'm thrilled to be here. I'm also excited about the optimism that's out there, right? I think everyone's feeling it. The weather is changing. There's light ahead of the tunnel. That's what everyone says, right? There's light ahead. There is light ahead. And I'm getting feedback, too, from callers that they do agree that these NCAA teams all do need to add a nun to the bench. I like that. The phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. You're probably going to want to call in and pick the brain of our next guest. I'm very excited to have her. She is a friend of mine. And I reached out to her because I'm having these thoughts, right? As things open up and you start adding to your schedule. And I don't know about you, but I used to travel a ton. This time last year, it kind of came to a halt. But a lot of people travel for work. And I was talking to a friend recently. He's a consultant. He travels a ton. And he had to take a trip recently. He said, I'm not really looking forward to all of the travel coming back. And I can relate to that. I'm sure that all of us are not looking forward to everything coming back, right? Probably going to be a little bit different, a little bit pickier with our time. So I want to talk to a pro about that, an expert. She's the CEO of Go Consulting and Coaching, and she's awesome. Just to give you an idea of what she does, I'll let her define it a little bit more. But she just works with people on, you know, listening to them, taking them to the next level. And she's very skilled in what she does. Her name is Maureen Gaynor Riley. Let's welcome Maureen to the show. What's up, Maureen?
I'm here. Am I on? Can you hear me?
You are on and we can hear you. Love it.
Great.
Thank you.
Great. I'm excited.
I'm
thrilled to be here.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a great conversation because I think it's on a lot of people's minds, right? Like there's optimism. People want to get back out there. They want to get back at it. But there's probably some hesitation, too, in do I do everything the same as I was doing it before?
Yeah. I mean, we all know it. I mean, we had, and trust me, it's waiting at our doorstep for us all to be vaccinated. But we have a culture that glorified busyness, right? Movies, TV ads, you know, people constantly telling us busy people are important and they're smart. You know, how familiar was it? I mean, how you can hear a friend saying, oh, my God, I'm crazy right now, or I'm slammed at work, or sorry to get back to you. It's been nuts. I mean, what is that? It's ridiculous.
But then you know, 9 seasons of a show. Back just binge watched everything. Like they think that right? They love having. I always pictured the calendar in the kitchen, right, that a lot of families have. And there's like pride in filling up that calendar. Getting different color Sharpies and
look how busy we are.
Right.
Yeah, because we're important. And you know what? In that culture, it is super, super easy to get disconnected between what you value and how you should be spending your time. And yeah, it gets filled in with, you know, 9 seasons of Game of Thrones. I don't know. It gets filled in with what's ever there.
Right. And when you talk about like it's easy to get disconnected, do you think that people have now realized that maybe, wow, I got more connected. I certainly do with my, you know, the less travel and being home with my wife, with our kids. Like people feel that.
Yeah.
They know that now, right?
Oh God. And I see it across my, you know, my personal relationships, but definitely among my clients, because I've been coaching since before COVID. So people were kind of getting it before COVID. They would say on a call, you know, I want more, this isn't working or that. But now COVID has just been this, you know, unprecedented opportunity to really grind life to a halt, to stop it, and then actually kind of take this second to say, like, oh my God, what am I doing with all my time, right? I mean, once we got over the panic of buying toilet paper, the changes started to happen. And we started to realize we weren't always living in alignment with our values. Quite simply put, I know that sounds kind of touchy-feely, you know, living in alignment with our values, but at its simplest, you're going to have a good life when you are living in alignment with the things that are important to you, right? And that seems so basic, but how many people would say, like, oh my God, family, it's the top of my values. Yet, how many nights did you miss bedtime, not get home, work late, stay out of the meeting, do all those things? So COVID was this opportunity to stop and kind of regroup. So let me ask you, since, you know, coaches ask questions, you sure. know, I will flip it a little bit, but what did you in this experience?
First, let me welcome everyone to the Maureen Gaynor Riley Show. Let me welcome everyone. Thanks. My first time doing this, and I've already lost control. No, I love it. ask away.
So looking back at COVID for you personally and the family, like what did you get out of it that you loved that is different?
I think the time being home.
Mm-hmm.
And just
and doing what?
Talking to my family, like making eye contact and, mm-hmm. you know, watching, like when we first were sent home, one of the things I love that we did is we watched the show, The Middle, together. We had never watched it before. We discovered it together and watched like 9 seasons over. And that sounds like, oh, wow, you just sat around and watched a show together. No, it was more than that. You know, we talked about it a lot. We got inside jokes out of it. We would, we just connected over it and we were all there and like no one was like in the corner with the iPad or your phone playing Roblox and, you know, begging you for,
or you weren't running around because someone had piano and sports and soccer and,
exactly.
you know, band and everything. And so, you know, and we, you know, it's not, we shouldn't beat ourselves up around it because it's, you know, a culture is a powerful thing. And so when it's everyone says, this is what your preschooler does, this is what fifth graders do, this is what these kids do, we all got caught up in that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have not met anyone across my client base or friends who's like, God, I cannot wait to go back to that insanity and drive around like a lunatic to these, you know, lessons and games. And, you know, there's going to be, you know, we want kids to do something. We all want to get back into something. We're going to let things back. But can we be discerning about what we let back in?
Yeah, because now we've been home for 9 months and we're like, or 10, 11 months, 12 months. And we're like, oh, my gosh, my kid actually sucks at that thing. He's not even good at karate. Why am I running around? We have a ton more to talk about. I want to talk to you about so much of this, Maureen, but I got to take a quick. We're going to come right back with Maureen because there's so much to go over. And I know you got a lot of great takeaways for people. So stick with us. Pat McGann with Maureen Gaynor Riley on 720 WGN. Hey, Pat McGann here, in for Karen Conti, and I am talking with Maureen Gaynor Riley. Maureen is a life coach, and more than ever, I think people are taking stock of their lives. What's next for everyone? Maureen, can you explain to everyone, just to give them an idea, what do you do as a coach? What does a coach do?
Yes. No, it's tough to explain. Coaching, at its simplest, is a partnership to help people get more of what they want. Yes, the first more that comes to mind is, I want more money, you want to be more successful, but more means anything across my client base. More time, better relationships, more meaningful work, you know, help breaking old habits. But coaching can be kind of hard to explain, so I always tell people, it's just like getting a personal trainer, right?
Sure.
So you want to get in amazing shape. So you hire a personal trainer. Yes, you know how to work out. You know what you should do. You know you should get up and do it. But if you have a professional standing there with you, pushing you, challenging you, you know, they're trained in what would work and not work for your body, you're going to get farther. So I'm a personal trainer for like your thoughts, actions, and behaviors.
You're like Mickey and Rocky. You have people chase a chicken.
Exactly.
And in a fence-in area.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, and you call them names to motivate them. You're weak.
That's usually how it works. Yeah. They do the work.
You talk about how a lot of it is, a lot of it depends on the client. And I'm sure there are some themes that you're seeing nowadays. What are you hearing right now from people? What else are you hearing?
Really across clients. And what's, like I told you, before COVID, you'd kind of get there through a couple sessions. But now really with clients, I'm seeing, like, what am I doing? How was I living? Why was I traveling 2 out of 4 weeks a month? You know, how much money is enough money? Like, let's start talking about that. And so I had, you know, I have a client, and he's very successful by every stretch of the word, high up in a corporation. And he, you know, had this neat buttoned up plan. When I'm 65, he's about 52. And he's like, when I'm 65, he had this whole plan. And now we've broken it down to, like, you're really going to wait that long? You're going to not live a cool life and do cool things now and, you know, you do things that you want because this was your plan? So he has scrapped the waiting till 65, and we're creating a bunch of.
So he has tickets for Great America opening day. He's going opening day, and he's going to have a blast. No, I get it. Like, people probably are.
You know what?
This could happen again maybe in 10 years, 15 years. So they want to get it in.
You should be the coach. I'm gonna suggest that on our next call. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Opening day. Yep.
What about?
But that's really it. What am I doing? What are we all doing?
And who are we spending time with, or who do we gather with, and why? Like, I've heard yeah. Sarah, my wife, is big into is it Brianna Brown?
Brene.
Oh, Brene. I just blanked on her name. I know who she is too.
Yeah.
I do know who she is. I saw a special. My wife introduced me to Brene. But she talks about gathering,
yes,
getting together for a purpose.
Yes. Priya Parker too does the art of gathering, but here's the deal. Basic as you want to get it. Who you spend your time with is a reflection of your values. So it's that simple, but here's the thing. You got to say then, what are my values? Right.
I just talked to Jim Flanagan for an hour.
Yeah. What does that say, Pat?
Right.
What value were you honoring?
Friendship.
Yes, there you go. But yeah, what are your values? Because here's the thing, before COVID, we were just too hamster on the wheel to stop and assess what we were doing. So now that we had the forced pause, which, you know, we're not saying everything happens for a reason, that I don't love that, but I do love saying, hey, this is a great opportunity to learn from this, what happened in this unprecedented time. So now that we stop, what are we going to let back in with our activities?
Yeah.
Is what you're doing a reflection of what you think is important?
Do you think that people are, like, taking a beat and looking at that more than that?
Oh, yeah.
What about kids?
Yeah.
What about kids and how they have had to?
Well, I think kids have taught us. But guess what? They weren't the ones begging to be flown all over to a million different things. Kids want to be with you. They want to be with each other, and they want to have fun. So if anything, you know, kids have taught us that, hey, look at eating dinner together. I mean, I know in my family, I have 4 kids, and we have sat down and ate dinner every, you know, almost every night in COVID. And, you know, that just didn't happen before. And I cannot imagine giving that up. And they love it. I think we can look to them because they're pretty, they haven't, like, gotten messed up as adults totally yet. So look to them for the absolute simplicity of what makes us happy.
Yeah. I think the kids have always been kids have been using it as an excuse. Like, we got to keep the kids on track. It's like, what track? The track we were on? Like, the kids are looking at us like we're idiots. You guys suck.
Yeah.
You can't figure anything out.
What? How many NBA stars are coming out of that team? Not any really, maybe one, probably not. You know, we're running them around to this stuff. What value are we fulfilling? Like, if you had to stop and do this exercise, what does going to be 6 things on a Saturday instead of all of us hanging out or going on a hike or doing whatever, what are we valuing? I don't know anyone could. I think people couldn't even answer that question.
Right. So what's your
keeping
biggest...
up with the Joneses?
What are the takeaways you're trying to give people these days just as they try and put their best foot forward?
Yep. The takeaway is take some time to sit down and actually figure out what is most important to me, right? What do I value? And then when things come in, when opportunities, when stuff starts opening up, you get an email that, hey, sports are coming back or this is coming back. Then you get to say, like, hey, does this check one of those boxes, right? And that's a really simple exercise. Simple and easy aren't the same thing. Because it's not always easy to say no to people, and we don't want to disappoint people, and a lot of us are pleasers. But when something comes in now, if I've got my list of the top 5 things that are important to me and my family, you gotta make that list. you have to be checked in there, and then I'll do the things. And we were just not doing that before. And like I said, give ourselves a break. We were surrounded in a culture of everyone doing the same thing, but we get to stop now.
Yeah, I'm talking with Maureen Gaynor-Riley, who is a life coach and an expert on a bunch of topics. Mostly, though, right now, getting people kind of on the right path as we open up and things move forward and we kind of start this next chapter. I kind of been looking at it as like halftime, you know, because I feel like a lot of people, a lot of people our age, we're probably going to have a midlife crisis anyway. But it's kind of like, okay. Everyone has to have a crisis at this. I can't even have my own crisis.
Now it's called a midwife awakening, Pat. It's getting. We're
oh, is that what it's called? I got a Corvette because I woke up.
That's what Brene Brown calls it. But here's the thing. Okay, if I can get a little little touchy feely, it's spoopy here. But we are an action based, right? This is what I do: running around all the activities, do. A big thing I work on with clients is. Be. Who do you want to be? And that people are always like, what? You know, what do you mean? That question always has silence after it.
That's
so
a tough one.
Spend some time, on who do you want to be? The do's kind of come into place, but we never go there. We are just like a to-do list, you know, just culture. So bees, what are your bees? I want to be curious. I want to be kind to people. I want to be patient. I want to be successful. I want to be, you can, all the bees that come in, we never spend time there. So I would tell listeners to write it down. Who do you want to be? Because guess what? In the end, when someone's at your funeral, like nobody's talking about like, hey, she rocked that project at work. Nobody cares about the dooms later. They care about the bees.
Right. That'd be great at a funeral if they passed around spreadsheets. Look what they did.
Yeah.
Look at this report.
She consistently turned things in early. God, I loved her.
She
made me laugh. She was funny. She always showed up for me. I learned that from one of the best, my dad. You know, you show up for people. You're there for them. Who are your bees? And so that is, we don't spend time on that, though. You ask someone what they're doing, they could rattle it off. Ask them, like, hey, who do you want to be? You will get a very strange look.
And then if you figure that out, then you're doing with direction rather than just doing randomly.
Exactly. If you got the bees and if you have the values list, you have a little map now. So if somebody asks you to do something, you've got something to touch base with. And guess what? It does work. And it is simple. I had clients really shift to say like, oh my God, what was I doing? And now we've all had the chance to pause, even though it was forced. So don't waste it.
Exactly. It is a very great opportunity for everyone. Maureen Gaynor-Riley, thank you so much for joining me. I want to plug your website here.
Thank you.
Consultgo.com. Anything else you want to say before you go?
No, work on those bees and values, and I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. Maureen Gaynor-Riley, everyone. You're listening to 720 WGN.